Hi there, it's Maple Leaf Man again. Today is Christmas Eve, and I thought I'd do a short little podcast. I've forgotten an incident that happened in high school. Last episode I was talking about my broken leg and my broken collarbone and stuff like that, but I'd completely forgotten about an accident that happened in chemistry class in high school. I think I was in grade 11, let's say, and your typical chemistry lab with the desks, with the Bunsen burners and stools, and of course a tap and a sink and things like that. So we were doing something with the Bunsen burner, and I can't remember what it was really supposed to be, but it turned out to be something completely different. And I was sort of the class clown, and I was talking to the girls behind me, and the thing was cooking. Whatever it was supposed to be, you needed heat, and it was in a test tube, and the test tube was pointed at me, right at my, you know, it was actually one away because my partner was doing it, and I was just goofing around, and I turned back to face the, you know, face the front or whatever. And as I was turning, the test tube exploded. Not the test tube itself, but whatever was in the test tube exploded. I think I would be blind in one eye if the test tube had actually exploded, but it didn't. The stuff in it exploded. So I had no idea what the heck happened. I've got my hands over my face, and I go out running down the hall to the nurse's office. The nurse was actually the mother of one of my friends. The high school was so big that we had a full-time nurse there, believe it or not. She didn't really know what to do, so she called my mother, and she came to pick me up and took me to the city. I was in the high school is actually in a small town, and the city is about 12 miles or so. Everything seems to be about 12 miles, right? About 12 miles, what direction is that? West of the high school town. So I went there, and there was an eye doctor. I don't know how my mom got an appointment right away, unless she just explained that it was an emergency. And he held my eye open, took a look at it with some sort of gizmo, a microscope or telescope or whatever, something like that. And it turns out that the skin or whatever, the surface of my eyeball had been burnt, and no other damage than that. It sure scratched and hurt when I had my eye open and shut anyway. So I think he gave me some sort of ointment or something, I'm not sure what, and a patch. So I had a patch in my eye, and I remember walking back out, crossing the street, that the cars all stopped because I had a patch over my eye, and my mother was guiding me to the car. So what happened was, the chemistry teacher, who wasn't really the brightest guy in the world, I don't know how he ever got to be a teacher, had mixed the wrong ingredients into the stew, that shall we say, and instead of whatever it was supposed to be, there was carbon in it and things like that, he had mixed together gunpowder, and obviously when you heat up gunpowder it explodes. And I didn't find out till later that several other test tubes had exploded, because he mixed them all up, right? He had all the stuff, and he mixed it wrong. He put in whatever chemicals are in gunpowder. And he thought it was my fault. He thought I was fooling around, and I had caused it to explode. But as it turned out, it was his fault, because he made gunpowder. He actually came out to the farm to visit me, and I went out to see him, and he apologized profusely for, I guess we could have sued him or something like that. I never thought about that till later. But he apologized profusely, and again, I was kind of a hero when I went back to school because I still had the patch over my eye and people were laughing. And it was an interesting time. So that's about it for all of my physical ailments. And that reminds me of another story, an unfortunate story. Maybe I'll skip over that story. I'll tell it another time because it's almost Christmas. And it's the 24th, 2018, so I'll tell that story another time. This will be a short podcast. It'll be my Christmas gift to you, my fans and listeners, and if there are any. I don't even know if there are any, but thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, and make some comments if you want to on the page. And happy holidays to everyone, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. Just happy holidays, and I hope you have a better Christmas than I will, because I'll be alone today and tomorrow. And that's it. Maple Leaf Man signing out.